Welcome back. At the end of the first session, we closed down Superbase with the quit command, and we switched the computer out. So, before we start the second session, make sure your computer is switched on. Once you've done that, you need to load Superbase again. I'd like you to do this online, using the instructions from the tutorial introduction. Find the section headed Loading Superbase using a prepared data disk, and follow the instructions from step 19 to step 27. Stop the tape and start it again when you get the prompt to enter a database name. Now, key in the word training in capitals as you did before, and press return. You'll now see a list of all the files in this database. It's called a database catalog, and we'll come back to it in a minute. For now, press return to get to menu 1. During this second session, we're going to use Superbase to create a file called invoices. But first, let's take a look at Superbase's help facility. There's a help option on both menu 1 and menu 2. And as the name suggests, this facility is designed to help you out should you forget what the various menu options do. Let's have a look at one of them. Press the F8 key, the one that says help. By the way, you use the F8 key to use help on both menus. At the top of the screen, Superbase is asking you which help screen you require. So, let's see what it says about the Enter option. That's the one we've been using. So, key in the word Enter, and press Return. You'll now see a help screen. This one describes how to use the Enter option. The instructions at the top of the screen tell you how to view the next screen full of information about the Enter option. So, follow the instructions while you read the screen. Stop the tape now while you read, and start it again when you get back to the menu. Okay, you should now be back at the menu. So, that's a help screen. And of course, there's a help screen for each of the options on both menus. So in future, if you're not sure about one of the options, call up the help screen. Make sure you have menu 2 on your screen. The one that begins with F1 File. If you haven't got this on the screen, then press Return. Okay. We're going to create a new file, so we'll use the File option, that's F1. So press F1 now, and your screen displays a list of all the files held in the database you set up right at the beginning of the first session. Remember, you called your first database Training. The list you now see is called a database catalog. As you see, this database catalog includes your files. You may also see some others, but you can ignore them for now. You'll notice the catalog also gives you the number of records held in each file. Your name and address file should contain 7. Now I want you to key in the name of our new file. We're going to call it Invoices. So key that in now. And press Return. Superbase asks if you want to create a new file. Well, we do, so press the letter Y to yes. And we're now in the Format option, as we were at the beginning of the last session. So once again, we must design the format for our new file. You'll imagine you're running a small company selling stationery, and you want to set up a file to hold details of all the invoices your company has sent out. Let's start. First, move your cursor down to 9, and then move it to the right to Spaces. And now, in capitals, fill in the word inverse number. Make sure you turn shift off for the space in between inverse and number. Make sure shift lock is off again. Then, move right one space and make this a T-field using F1 and the letter K for T. Add the indicator in the top right corner of the screen and move the cursor along until it reads tick. Then press return to set the field length. At the back of tutorial 2, you'll find a printed copy of the invoice file you're now designing. It's headed Invoices Screen Design. Stop the tape where you find it, and then switch back on. If you look at the printed copy in your tutorial, you'll see it tells you what type of field each field should be. Remember, it's F1 and the letter T for a text field, and F1 and the letter D for a date field. The length of each field is also given. For the fields that aren't marked, just key in the field name, and we'll put in the field type and length later on. Stop the tape now while you copy the format from your tutorial. You should now have 9 field names altogether, and 4 of them should have the fields set up. Invoice number, customer, date, and goods. Up to now, you've only tried setting up 2 text and date fields. In this file, you're going to set up 3 different types of fields. The text field, invoice number, is a key field, so in the future, you can easily pick out any record you want by simply quoting the invoice number. Below that, actual, or the customer's name, the date the invoice was sent, and further down, the goods field is to hold a description of what was sold. The next field is quantity, and it will hold the number of items purchased. As this field is for holding a number, we'll now set it as a numeric field. So, first, move the cursor one space after the word quantity. Now, press F1 to set the field. Then, the letter N for numeric. You'll notice that the base has marked this field with a plus sign and a hash sign. The plus reminds you it's a numeric field, and the hash tells you that at the moment, there's only room for one digit. In the top right-hand corner of the screen, the field length indicator reads 1,0. That means that at the moment, there's room for only one digit before the decimal point, and none after it. But we want there to be enough room for 3 digits. So let's make some extra room. Move the cursor 2 spaces to the right, and the indicator should read 3,0. Now press return. That's it, you've increased the length to hold 3 digits. The next field down is the unit price field. And this one will hold the price per unit of the gift field. This one will also need to be a numeric field. So move the cursor so it's positioned one space after unit price. And as before, press the F1 key, then the letter N. As this field will be holding amounts of money, it should be formatted for dollars and cents, or pounds and pence. And we'll format it so it'll hold 3 digits before the decimal point and 2 digits after. Let's try. Move the cursor 2 more spaces to the right. And then, key in a period or a full stop. This represents the decimal point which you'll see appear on the screen. Next, move the cursor along another 2 spaces, and you'll see the field length indicator reads 3,2. So, that's the format we're after. 3 digits before the point, and 3 after. So now, press return. The total price will be the result of multiplying quantity by the unit size. That makes the total price field a result field. So, move the cursor 1 space after the word total price, and when it's there, press the F1 key and then the letter R to make it a result field. This field is also going to hold an amount of money, so again we'll need to set the decimal point. This time we'll make room for 4 digits before the point and 2 after it. So move the cursor along 3 spaces, 2 in a full stop, then move the cursor along another 2 spaces and press return. The next field we must set up is the tax field. So move the cursor 1 space after the word tax. The rate of tax will be the same on all our inverters, so we can set this field as a constant. And logically, you press F1, do that now, and then the letter C for constant. Now move the cursor along until the indicator reads 5. We need to allow 5 spaces, including decimals. Okay, now press return. We'll imagine the rate of tax is 15%, and as a reminder, we can set this onto the screen next to the field. So move the cursor along 2 spaces, and key in 1,5 and the percentage sign. That completes the tax field, so let's move on to the last field, the amount used field. This field will be a result field, to hold the result of the total price plus 15% tax. So let's set it up now as a result field. Move the cursor down so it's positioned 1 space after the word new. And now, on your own, set this field as a result field with room for 5 digits before the decimal point and 3 after. Set the tape as you do. Okay, we've finished setting the field tax and length, and we've got to say that we've done so far. Do you remember how to do that? Press the F1 key again, and then the key marks 1 stop. Do that now. Now we need to finish designing this frame by entering calculations into some of the fields. Superbase will later use these calculations to automatically work out the totals on your inverters for you. Let's try and bring some more. You see, Superbase is prompting you to enter a calculation, and that the total price field is highlighted. So this is the first field that needs to contain a calculation. The first calculation will be quantity multiplied by the unit price. Whenever you refer to a field name, or a calculation, or a command, you must put square brackets around the field name in question. Right now, we're going to multiply the contents of the quantity field. Let's try it. Key in an open square bracket. And then, key in the word quantity. Now, in a closing square bracket, and then a multiplication sign, which on your computer is now 4. Next, in another opening square bracket, and the word unit sign. Don't forget the hyphen. Then a closing square bracket, and finally press return. This first calculation. You'll now see that the tax field is highlighted. two devices continuously to calculating into this field. Well, the cost in our case is 15%. So keep that in mind. You don't have to put percentage values, just the number 15, and Superbase will treat it as a percentage. When you've done that, press return. Next, Superbase asks for calculations to go in the next view field. This will be the total time plus 15% cost. So, here, an opening square bracket, the word top, and a closing square bracket. Then, in a blue symbol, which stands for divide, and the number 100. And after it, that's the multiplication time. And again, an opening square bracket, the word total price, with a half in between it, a closing square bracket, a plus sign, and then another opening square bracket. The word total price, again with a half in between, and finally, a closing square bracket. That completes the calculation on the amount due for. Okay, now press return. There are no more fields which need calculation, so you finish designing the form. Superbase now asks if it should allow duplicate keys. Well, this time, we want each record to be unique. In other words, we want to be able to call up one record at a time by the key field. So in answer to this question, press N for now. Superbase takes a while to process the information you've keyed in, so set the tape until you see menu 1 on your screen. You can now start entering some records into your newly created invoice file. And as you can, you start by pressing F1 just once to get the enter option from the menu. Do that now. Before we begin, notice that the type field is already filled in. That's because you set it as a constant. That's 15% for every record you enter. Okay, let's enter our first record. We omit this invoice number 100. So, key that number in there, 100, and press return. The customer's name is Sandy. S-E-N-D-E-R-S. And press return. Next, the date. This should have no gaps between any of the characters. So key in 09 SEP83 and press return. Now the goods field. Here, I wanted to key in the goods as packets of envelope. So key that in there. And press return. In the quantity field, enter the figure 20. And press return. For unit cost, we'll imagine that one packet of envelope costs 40 cents. So key in the figure 0.40, using period as the decimal point. And then press return. You'll see that Superbase has automatically calculated the total price and the amount due, so this invoice is finished. You now need to close this record. Now you could just press return to take the circuit down to the last field, and then press return again. But there's a quick way of closing the record wherever you are within the form, as long as you've made an entry in the key field. You simply hold down the shift key and press return. So do that now. Shift and return together. As usual, you get the message prompting you to press return to store. So here's the prompt first. As we did with the name and address card, I now want you to have a go on your own at entering some more example records. You'll find these records at the back of tutorial 2. So set the tape while you make the entry. start the tape again when you're finished entering the record. When you've entered the last record, the one numbered 106, press return instead of the space bar. And Superbase will return you to memory 1. Look down this menu and you'll see an option called Calc. Now Calc is very useful for performing all kinds of calculations. We're going to try this. Select the Calc option by pressing F5 to memory 1. Now we'll key in a calculation. Key in the number 676. Then an asterisk, which means another place. And then the figure 2.3. That's 676 times 2.3. And press return to get your answer. So, you can use that anytime you like from the menu. Okay, now press return again to get back to menu 1. You can also use Calc to change the content of any field. But before you can do that, you have to get the relevant record into the computer's menu. We'll want to use Calc to update invoice number 100, so let's get invoice 100 into the menu. So, press the F2 key for the select option. Then, F6 to get the first record into the computer's memory. Okay, this is the one we want to use part on, so let's have a look at it to see what needs changing. You'll see this record details a quantity of 20 packets of envelopes. Well, let's imagine you made a mistake and the customer really purchased 30 packets of envelopes. This is where the Calc option comes in very handy. Let's try it. Press return to get back to the select menu, and then return again to get back to memory 1. Don't worry, the record is still in the memory. The Calc option is F5, so press F5 now. And you get a message prompting you to enter the calculation machine. We want a field called quantity to equal 30 instead of 20. So key in an open square bracket, the word quantity, a closing square bracket, an equal sign, and finally the new figure 30. Remember, the square bracket tells Superbase quantity is the field we want the calculator to work on. Now, press return. You don't see much happening, so use the select option to check that Superbase has carried out the calculation. Press F2 to the select option, then the letter C to get the current record on the screen, the one you were last working on. You'll see that invoice number 100 now has a quantity of 30. Calc does not save the record permanently unless you use a command called store. Let's try it now. Press return twice to get back to menu 1. And now, type in the word store. And finally, to activate the store command, press return. Superbase proceeds to overwrite the original record of invoice 100 and replaces it with your amended version. Just to prove to yourself that Superbase has saved a copy of the amended invoice, let's have a quick look at it. Press the F2 key for select, and then the letter F for first. And there's the amended invoice 100. You've seen only two uses of the Calc option, but you'll discover further uses if you look in your menu later on. There's a simpler way to update records using the letter R for replace on the select menu, which you've already seen. We won't try the replace option right now, but you can try it out yourself when you finish this training session. Now, press return twice to get back to menu 1. Then, press return once again to get to menu 2 and have a look for the back option. Calc is fine if you only want to perform calculations on one method at a time. But what happens if you want to change a value on more than one method? Well, that's where the batch option can help. Here's how it works. Press the FC key. That's the batch option. You get a prompt on your screen. The first part of this prompt is asking which record you want the calculations you're about to enter to be performed on. You can tell Superbase to operate on all the records in the file or on a separate list of records you've previously created and stored. I'll show you how to create one of these lists later on. But right now, you'll get the batch option to operate on all the records in this file. Imagine you decide to reduce all your prices by 10%. So in each record in the file, you'll have to find 10% of the unit price and then deduct that amount. You see on the calculation will exactly the same way as with the calc option. So, fill in the word all, do that now, and leave one space and key in the calculation. Key in an opening square bracket, the word unit price, I'm going to get the hyphen, a closing square bracket, and an equal sign. Now, key in the same again, that's opening square bracket, unit price, with its hyphen, a closing square bracket, but don't key in an equal sign. Next, key in a minus sign, then the figure 0.1, that stands for 10%, then a multiplication sign, that's an asterisk, and finally, again in square bracket, the word unit price, with a hyphen. Don't worry when the calculation overflows the first line and continues on the next line down. This is perfectly normal. Okay, your calculation should read unit price equals unit price minus 0.1 times unit price, 10% unit price. The calculation is saying, take the unit price and find 10% of it. Then subtract that value from the present unit price, and then put the answer back into the unit price field. Okay? Now press return. Superbase will take a while to work its way through all the records, so stop the tape until menu 1 appears on the screen. Superbase has made the batch calculation, so let's check what it's done as we ask. First, call up the select option. And then, press the letter F to search. If you now look at the unit price field on the first index, you'll see it's been reduced by 10%, and now reads 36. That's 10% less than the original unit price of 40. Use the letter N for next to look through the record, and you'll see that each unit price has been reduced in the same way. And of course, Superbase has recalculated all the total prices and the amount due. The batch option differs from calc in that it automatically shows each record that's amended, so you don't have to tell Superbase to store each one separately. Okay, let's go back to menu 9. Press return, check. You've already seen how to select records from a file and display them on the screen by using the map option. But Superbase has some other ways of selecting records. First of all, there's the find option. Look at the menu and you'll see it's function key number 3. The find option selects records in the same way as the map option. But when you use find, Superbase keeps a list of the records you've selected and stores the list on your data disk for future use. For example, when you're printing or doing batch calculations. Let's try it now. Press F3. We're going to have a go at printing out all those records where the amount due is more than $25. The screen should now be displaying a blank record. Paperbase is waiting for you to fill in the criteria on which to make its collection of records. So, move the cursor down to the amount you fill. And then it's there, fill a greater than sign, that's the two marks with an arrowhead pointing to the right, it's in the bottom of the two. Now fill in the number 25, and press return. As Paperbase works its way through the record, it will display each key field on the screen, and compiles all those invoices owing more than $25 into a separate list. Paperbase stores the list on disk, and then returns it in memory RAM. Paperbase automatically gives all lists of records the name 8 list, unless you tell it otherwise. So it's a good idea to give each list you create a different name. Then, Paperbase won't keep overwriting the previous list. But don't give a list the same name as a file, or you'll confuse Paperbase. You'll find a procedure for changing names of lists in your reference manual, something else you can try on your own later. But right now, you need to be able to have a look at the records on your list. You can either display the records on the screen, or you can get a printout on your printer, but either way, you use the same option, the output option. So now, press the F4 key to get to the output option. You'll now get a prompt that reads all, oblique, from, list, then in brackets, item list. Paperbase is asking you whether you want to display all the records in the file, or just those from a selected list. Well, we want to have a look at the record on our 8th list. So, fill in the word from, 8 quotation mark, 8LRST, and another quotation mark. And then, press return. You'll now see the record displayed on the screen. But this display doesn't include the field name. Paperbase allows you to change the way the records appear on the screen. Let's try that now. First, press return to get back to menu 1. Now, key in the word done, and press return. The next time you use the output option, this down command will display the field name and the content down the screen rather than across. I'll show you what I mean. As before, press the F4 key to get the output option. And then, key in the word from, quote, 8 list, quote, and press return. This time, the records are displayed one at a time, and you'll see they're a lot easier to read. To view the next record on the list, simply press return. Stop the tape while you look through the rest of the records and start it again when you're back at the menu. Just now, you type in the word down to change the way Paperbase displays the information, or in Paperbase terms, its output format. The new setting, down, will stay in force until you tell it otherwise. And when you do want to change it back, you simply fill in the word across, as you'd expect. So, you can set the format to down or across. You can control the output option in much the same way. So far, you've used the screen to display information. But if you have a printer, you can get a printed output. Now to get a printed output, you simply enter the command print. And to switch back to screen display, you enter the command display. You've just been looking at a list of all those people who owe more than $25, and you've been viewing whole invoices. But it would be useful to be able to view or get a printout of all customers and amounts due on a single screen or a piece of paper. Well, Paperbase has a way of doing this. If you've got a printer, make sure it's connected up properly and that it has paper in it. If you haven't got a printer, don't worry. So, key in the word across. That way you'll save paper. And now, press return. Next, if you have a printer, you can tell Superbase you want a printed copy of the record. You'll need to key in the word print and press return, but only do that if you want a printer. Make sure you have menu 1 on the screen. If you get it, press F4 for the answer option. Now, key in the following instruction as I give it to you. Key in the word from. A quote sign, the word eight list, another quote sign, an X sign, the number 10, an ampersand, the and sign, a square bracket, the word customer, another square bracket, another at sign, the number 25, an ampersand, and the number 5. Then a comma, and the number 2. Then inside square bracket, the word due. If you're not sure that you keep it in right, cut the tape and check it in tutorial 2, but don't press the return yet. You're probably thinking that looks a little complicated. Well, that's because on this string of instructions, I've included a few new examples of other ways in which you can control the output with Superbase. I'll take you through them. The first one is the at sign, followed by the number 10. This gives the position at which the printing will start, in which case it's column time. Next, the ampersand in front of the text field, customer, tells Superbase to remove any trailing spaces. But it can have another use as you'll see in a moment. The at sign 25 sets column 25 as the print position for the next bit of information. Now, the next ampersand means something different. This one's not in front of a text field, it's in front of a result field. The bit that reads 5,2 sets the number of digits in the result. In this case, it's 5 places in front of the decimal point and 2 places after. Now those are just a few of the ways you can control the output with Superbase. You can find out more from the reference guide after you finish this tutorial. Now let's see what effect this command will have. Press return. And you'll get a screen or a printout showing customer and amount due. Okay, we're almost at the end of this audio tutorial. So what have we covered? Well, we've seen how to create databases and files. You've used the format option to design layouts, and you've seen how to store records. You've recalled records and printed them out, and you've had a go at performing calculations. In this short program, we didn't have time to cover every single Superbase facility. There are a few menu options and some commands you haven't covered. But you should now have enough knowledge to use Superbase on a day-to-day basis. Once you're confident with the material we've covered so far, have a go at tutorial 3 on your own. If you want to, you can now go back over any of the areas you're not sure of and have another go. But if you've finished, then the only thing left to do is to close down the system. So press return to get back to menu 1, then simply key in the word quit, and press return. Your screen now returns to the Commodore display, so you can take the disk out of the disk drive and switch off your computer. Finally, wind this tape onto the end, ready to use again. Don't forget to fill in and send your Precision Software registration form. You'll find it in the front of your Superbase menu. You'll then be able to get details of special Superbase packages for the business, home, and professional user. Goodbye, and good luck with Superbase.